Angel City Derby girls are heading to the championships this weekend in St. Paul, Minnesota. ARN's Maria Cavasuto spoke to the athletes before they head out.
The anticipation is palpable for this number 6 internationally ranked team. First up, they'll be facing Seattle's number 15 Rat City Roller Girls. The Angel City Derby girls practice in Gardena at a place they call the Warehouse. Beth Gilbert, or Booty Ninja, said that during practice this week, they focused on their biggest problem, getting penalties when they're not working together.
And so the moment you're not in a position where you have all your blockers on the track or your jammers off the track and you're in a penalty trouble, then the game just kind of gets away from you. So if we can just rein it in quickly and adjust quickly, then we should be able to tackle all of our obstacles.
The phrase that we kept using today was stay the course. Like, just stay through it, stick together.
That's Rachel Johnston, or Rachel Rotten as she goes by on the track. She says it will take teamwork and mental tenacity to make it to the final game.
But I think, at some point it stops being about your physicality and starts being about the mental game and about what you're able to accomplish together and about everyone believing and being on what we call the believe bus to know that you can get all the way to the end and to that final game on Sunday.
Like Johnston, Raquel Davila, who goes by the nickname Satan, is focusing on the mental aspect of the game.
This week before leading up to champs, I'm mentally preparing myself, watching footage, getting ready, preparing for the worst situation possible and getting over it and staying mentally strong through the whole thing.
The Gotham Girls Roller Derby have won the championship for the past 4 years. The Angel City Derby girls hope to strip the New York team of their title.
Hopefully someone beats them beforehand. So just them losing would be amazing. Everyone wants them to lose. But winning the Hydra would be, I don't even know how to explain it. I'm like going to cry thinking about it. I have no idea. Like, I can't even put it into words, really. I mean, it'd be just a magical feeling. And I'd probably just like throw my skates off right there, retire.
The WFTDA final will be streamed for the first time on ESPN3 on Sunday, November 7th at 6 p.m. Maria Cavasuto, Annenberg Radio News.